sonnet with a cut wrist and flies. One, blade to the soft, and the soft flashed open was the breakage of robins. Two, blood dripped to the floor, splashed on the tile, painted a big toe. Three, the slit would talk back, sweet nothing in a red gown. Four, wrist, noun, the carpus or lower part of the forearm where it joins the hand, to explore the joint, window hinged on the edge of the body, to slice it, to peek into the cut and find the ribbon. Five, blood veined by the rhapsodic. Six, a single mouth, its total face. Seven, risk, verb, to expose to the chance of injury or loss, hazard to risk one's life. As the mind was made interable, a boy stepped into, was natural in him, was his, and spectacular. Eight, an artery's plucked quatrains, perfected through wreckage, a man waited in the pulse. Nine, a man found in the wrist who wanted out, but who put him in? Ten, he spoke the four languages of the heart. He would touch the boy, would 11 hurt the boy, and translate his screams into a fifth vernacular. 12, the boy he entered was put into no more than an urn, than a tawdry vessel. 13, sacrifice, noun, a giving up of something valued for someone or something else considered to be of more value, the radius giving itself to the owner, the man himself hidden in the dark creases of vein rope and contraction and arteries, hierophant drum, the man, 13, stepped out of the darkness and into where the cut welcomed the room's wattage, 13, stepped into the light, his face a cut, a black hyphen from which all speech, 13, from which all darkness was made legible, 13, the single mouth, his total face, 13, he would touch and call himself many names, 13, call himself a god, but he was no god, 13, but was easy to believe him a god, to walk to him, to relive how he got there, 13, stutter and suck, 13, was the sound of the cut closing in on them both to hold them there, 13, as before in the dark, when no one was around, blood wild with knowledge, 13, the man approached was a knowledge himself, his face, the one written page, 13, his option, the sole option, he would take the boy, be mnemonic, be what had always been prefaced to, he reached out his hand, 14, and his fingers, thumbnail carving the boy's cheek, touched like flies. The blood. I stand where I would have been covered in falling blood, the point of the pierced body, my reflection in the bronze skin of Christ, sculpture hanging as if just put into history, his brown head at the nadir of its nod, as if the very floor had summoned him to look, he eternally forced into this position that both casually welcomes and warns, neither of which I wanted, which makes it difficult to look, so I stare instead at the marble floor, swirl of frost and liquid bone, of tempestuous fog, marble swirling the way I imagine squalls inside the body, squalls shape-shifting like a story passed between mouths where the flesh is soft and the story's plot as twisted as the chimera with its lion's head, its snake's tail, its goat's body, a thing to fear, to worship, to sacrifice. The plot billows like smoke from the bronze stomach of the Sicilian bull, where three human skulls were removed. I named them Perilous, Dictum, and a name I will not share with you. No, but I will share that sage and frankincense breathed out from beneath burnt bodies was like a name to a kingdom of appetite and sweetness spoken, and charred skin raised like hands eager to claim the naked bodies dancing around it, their sweat salting the air. This the story told to me. Screams crawled through a pipe into an emperor's chamber, spurious music, bones of the roasted victims shone brilliantly once the bull's belly door opened, opal, pearl, the many things a body can become, little calcareous towers, well-chiseled testimonies, woven into necklaces, an adornment warm as touch, someone putting hands to and moving through you like a spiced wine, heat to swim in, for the blood was hot and still is.